Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 71. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 88. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, currently 77.
Mid-America Network News. Federal, state, and local law enforcement officers, with the help of prosecutors, executed multiple federal search warrants in Kansas City earlier this month. The search warrants resulted in a combined seizure of 1,311 grams of fentanyl, 50 firearms, 1,559.2 grams of methamphetamine, 20,000 grams of marijuana, and nearly $40,000 in cash. A man who officials say pointed a laser at a Kansas Highway Patrol helicopter during a patrol flight over Wichita has been arrested and is now in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. The pilots were able to identify the apparent source of the laser and directed ground units to a home in Wichita. 27-year-old Luis Contreras was taken into custody. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
A 70-year-old Wichita man has died after being hit by a car while standing in the roadway minutes after colliding with another vehicle in a separate crash yesterday morning. Willie Sanders was driving southbound on KS-14, 3 miles north of Sterling in Rice County, when he attempted a left-hand turn in front of another vehicle. The two vehicles collided in the northbound lane. Sanders and two occupants in the other vehicle sustained suspected minor injuries. Another vehicle was northbound on KS-14 when it came upon the injury crash. Sanders was standing in the middle of the northbound lane. The driver attempted to brake for the crash, but did not see Sanders in the road, leading the driver to strike the 70-year-old man. He passed away from his injuries. The city of Hutchinson is asking residents to voluntarily conserve water as utility crews continue repairing multiple water main breaks that disrupted water service and traffic in several parts of the city. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Dean's carries tires? With every major brand and size from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires, Dean's has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. According to Nebraska state officials, they say the number of residents in the state that are receiving public food assistance has declined at roughly 17% by roughly 25,000 people in the state since July of last year. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say those numbers come in after the passage of that one big beautiful bill at the federal level in the 2025 tax and spending cuts package, where May through June of this year has had the sharpest single month participation drop of nearly 6,000 individuals, which is the largest that we've seen since the year 2014. According to advocacy groups around the state of Nebraska, they say they are advocating for low-income families and say the slide in the SNAP participation is alarming, saying they have yet to see economic conditions improve, but grocery store prices continue to go up, putting more strain on families around the state. At the same time, the numbers show that the total calls going into customer service centers handling SNAP and other state economic assistance benefits have jumped near 80,000 since the month of June. Mid-America Network News.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
My family loves Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. Mom says their cars are top quality, and Dad says their service is the best around. Me, I like all the cool features their vehicles offer. From sales, service, rentals, and more, they've got everything you need. So check out Crown Over Auto Sales and let them hand you the keys with no unnecessary fees.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday, approving for publication the 2027 budget. At a special budget meeting, it was voted to lower transfer of $90,000 in sales tax proceeds to the general fund in 27, with a proposed mill levy of 67.679, will not raise the revenue neutral rate for the city. It was noted health insurance expected to increase some 15 to 20%. It had increased 10% this year, allowing some carryover, which should cover an anticipated $72,000 increase in the 27 budget. During a budget workshop, it was reported the city would lose FAA funding if not used for airport projects in 2027. Councilmember Jeff Keating suggesting they consider contracting out management of the airport. No action was taken. City Administrator updated Dargett's Park improvements with public input sessions planned Saturday, August 8th at the Meet Marysville event downtown, August 14th at Marysville Elementary School for the Back to School event, August 25th at Marysville City Hall, and September 15th at Dargett's Park, 4 until 6 p.m. Final days for summer at the Marysville City Pool will be August 15th and 16th. A reminder that entry fees at the pool were waived for the summer by City Council earlier. Approval was granted for use of the city park August 4th for the National Night Out and for Broadway downtown September 12th for the annual Gravel Dash. An amendment for engineering services for a new animal shelter with CES Group was approved for an additional $17,000. A request for quote to develop a 20-year master plan for city street maintenance and improvements for next year was approved, which will assess street substructure, surface, as well as curb and gutter, allowing council to prioritize projects then as recommended. An injury accident was reported in North Beatrice Monday morning on U.S. 77 at Sargent Road. A pickup and SUV collided. Each unidentified driver was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County July 12th. 15-year-old Caden Spurfslagi of Seneca lost control of a utility vehicle on N Road just south of 160th and was transported by private vehicle to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Work is to begin Thursday on U.S. 36 in eastern Nemaha County with a seal project from the East K63 Junction near Seneca to the Brown County line with one-lane traffic directed by flaggers and a pilot car. Delays could range up to 15 minutes. Shoulder work continues this week on U.S. 36 from Marysville East. In-person enrollment for Marysville USD 364 schools, pre-K through 12th grade, will be Thursday this week, 9 until 6, and may be done online at usd364.org. AXTA will also offer enrollment this Thursday from 9 to 4:30. Enrollment for Washington County, USD 108, is August 4th. Information online at usd108.org. Hanover and Lynn schools have online enrollment. Fee payments due August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Information online at usd223.org. Frankfort schools enrollment rescheduled for August 5th. Valley Heights will offer in-person enrollment August 5th. Online enrollment information online at valleyheights.org. A community cleanup is planned Thursday evening, 5:30 till 6:30 in downtown Marysville. Volunteers meet at the One Marysville office. We'll have assignments 25 to 30 minutes and then may join a cookout at CES Group at 617 Broadway. Individuals, families, businesses, civic groups, and organizations encouraged to participate. No cost to attend. Volunteers can stay as much or as little of the evening as schedules allow. Thursday, 5:30 till 6:30 p.m. Kenneth D. Kenny Winkenwaiter, age 90 of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Memorial service planned at a later date with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kenny Winkenwaiter. LaDonna M. Sedlacek, age 77 of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral mass Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover, Burial Church Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5. Family will greet friends Thursday from 3 until 5 with a rosary at 7. At St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for LaDonna Sedlacek.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Life moves fast, and important decisions deserve careful planning. At Westbrook Law Office, we handle estate planning, trust, probate, business formations, and real estate contracts with the personal attention our community relies on. I'm Aaron Westbrook, proud to serve Marysville and the surrounding areas. Let's secure your future together.
Think you know your music? Grab your friends for Musical Bingo on the Square in Blue Rapids August 1st from 7 p.m. until 9. We'll play the songs, you mark your cards, sing along, and compete for prizes. $25 per person with proceeds towards Blue Rapids Community Action Team projects. It's easy to play, fun for all ages, and you never know which songs will earn your winning bingo at Musical Bingo on the Square in Blue Rapids August 1st. Information on the BR Cat Facebook page.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers continue overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Rain showers may linger early Thursday, sunny with our highs in the upper 80s, then scattered showers possible on a Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. More rain may linger early on Friday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mostly clear in the mid-60s throughout Friday night. And sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the mid-80s, and clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid-60s. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s, then staying mostly clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Warming up as we head into next Monday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then staying mostly clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Still staying sunny by Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And temperatures staying fairly average throughout next week with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late July, 91. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 67. The record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:45. Sunrise in the morning, 6:22.
You've heard people claim that summer colds are worse than winter colds. We look at the evidence next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org. No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 29th. It is the 210th day of the year, and actor Will Wheaton is celebrating a birthday. There's no doubt that nursing a summer cold can be extra aggravating, especially when you could be at the beach or the ballpark. And there is some evidence that summer colds are actually worse than the winter variety. Cold germs often contain a warm weather bug called the enterovirus, which in addition to sniffles and sneezes, can cause summer ailments and a persistent cough. It taxes the immune system, which often causes symptoms to linger or recur. Like winter colds, there is no cure. You'll just need plenty of rest, ample fluids, and about 7 to 10 days before you're back at the beach. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
Nobody gives you the owner's manual for living in Marysville. Where can you find a babysitter? What happens in Marysville at Halloween? Why are we the Black Squirrel City? How do I volunteer? Where can I find out what's going on and what's the best way to meet people? That's why One Marysville created Meet Marysville. Join us Saturday, August 8th from 8 until 11 on Broadway. Meet local businesses, organizations, clubs, and community groups. Learn about Marysville's traditions, discover services and activities, make connections, and get answers to the questions that help you feel part of the community. The Farmers Market will be open, plus there'll be yard games, children's activities, and giveaways throughout the morning. Whether you have lived in Marysville for 5 weeks or 50 years, there is still more to discover. Meet Marysville, Saturday, August 8th, from 8 until 11 on Broadway. Find details under the Events tab at onemarysville.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. We are creeping closer to the fall athletic season across the state of Kansas. That also means that the non-conference schedule has been released for the Kansas State Wildcats basketball season that starts in late October. As according to the release, that the first game for the Wildcats and their non-conference schedule includes Missouri that will be scheduled for October 23rd, followed by South Dakota State on November 3rd. Both of those will be in Manhattan, with Creighton starting on November 10th. At the same time, Kansas State has announced they will be heading to Las Vegas for the Players Era 16, taking on Gonzaga starting on November 24th to begin that tournament. The regular season true road game will begin against Seton Hall starting on December 4th. On the Jayhawks side, their non-conference schedule starts off with Fordham on November 2nd, followed by Middle Tennessee on November 6th. They also plan to play in a classic for the non-conference play, starting with the State Farm Championship Classic on November 10th, where they start off that tournament against Kentucky. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It was a big week this past week as different athletes across the entire state of Kansas ended up gathering at Pittsburgh State University for the 2026 Special Olympics Kansas State Powerlifting and Flag Football Competition. As KSNC News reports, that more than 75 athletes traveled from around different communities in the state to help compete in powerlifting events, including deadlift, squat, and bench press. While the competition also showcased the strength and determination with many athletes over the weekend, earning more than just a medal.
Personal favorite part about this is really just, you know, being around the people I love being around, just hanging out, lifting, hyping each other up. Just it's an amazing feeling.
It's really cool to see the camaraderie in the community that this sport brings everybody together. A lot of these athletes have been training for 8 weeks plus. So today they really get to showcase all their hard work.
One competitor ended up breaking multiple records in the long jump and the 100 meter dash during the 2026 Special Olympics USA Games.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
There is a difference, a lot of difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses How to Grow Anything instant video series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous and productive gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. These 4 in-depth How to Grow Anything courses cover container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and how to make trees and shrubs thrive. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Try something new this season. Harvest and enjoy a few squash blossoms fresh from the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The flowers of both summer and winter squash are edible. You can eat them raw, dipped in batter and fried, stuffed with cheese and baked, served over pasta or in a quesadilla. You can eat both the male and female flowers. Leave enough female flowers on the plant to produce the amount of fruit you desire. Always leave a few male flowers for pollination. Male flowers have a thin, straight stem, and the female flowers have a miniature fruit just below the flower petals. Harvest squash blossoms midday when the flowers are open. Cut the stem 1 inch below the flower. Carefully rinse them in a container of cool water and store in ice water in the refrigerator. Flowers are best used fresh, but may last in storage for a day or two. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit West Nile and other mosquito-borne diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based 1- and 2-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age, and no maintenance worries with small-town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.
When several tragedies strike within a short period of time, people might say, the world is coming to an end. That's what the folks thought in this small town when a rare celestial occurrence coincided with a raging fire. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the Crop Tour Finale. Register today at FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
It was a hot August night in 1869 when tragedy struck Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Charlie Skies quotes a local citizen who wrote about the event.
A couple of drunken, trifling scamps were in a stable, and they were playing cards, and they were smoking their crooked neck pipes and all. They caught the haymow on fire.
Hot summer air fanned the flames throughout the city.
The wind swept the fire down the alley. It went up Main Cross Street. It went down Main Cross Street. So within a matter of hours, just about the entire business district burned.
As citizens tried to quell the flames with buckets, another event occurred which made them believe things had gone from bad to worse.
But on that same day, that if you can imagine all these poor townspeople with buckets trying to put out a fire that burned down the entire business district of the town, all of a sudden, a total eclipse of the sun occurred. The temperature dropped. The dogs went under the porches. The chickens went in from the roost. The people at that point got down on their knees with their Bibles and started praying because they thought, surely enough, the world was coming to an end on that day.
Almost the entire town burned. One building that survived is the Brown Pusey House. Charlie often leads tours from here and even helps host a summer living history program in which he portrays characters from the area's past, bringing to life the stories of a century ago. Traveling the countryside in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
Heat is tough on chickens. Feathers are great insulation from the cold, but no help in the hot summer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Provide heat relief so your flock doesn't suffer as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Was raising chickens, we made sure they had a lot of water to drink and plenty of shade to help prevent heat stress. Sheila Purdom is a poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says chickens don't sweat, so they have to pant to keep themselves cool. When you see a bird with its beak wide open and breathing hard, it's begging for relief.
One really good option is cool water. The birds will like to play in the water, drink cool water, and that alone will help cool down their body considerably. So access to fresh, cool water helps a great deal. Fans and ventilation, just moving air over them, also helps.
Purdom says there's an electrolyte solution you can use that helps to balance a chicken's body fluids as it gets warm. If you can't find a product specifically for chickens, a livestock electrolyte solution will work. Chickens also lift up their wings to cool off, so be sure they have plenty of space to move around. The coop should be in the shade, and if there's an open side, direct it away from the sun.
Inside the chicken house, make sure the litter stays dry.
You get built up moisture in your litter during the summer and the heat. You're going to have a lot of heat in your litter material, and that can cause an irritation to their breast as they lay down or roost on the litter. So again, keep that very dry, but don't hesitate to have a sprinkler out that you can actually let the birds get into water if you've got an outdoor space.
Plan feeding time during the cooler hours of the evening. Chickens won't eat when their body temperatures are elevated because digestion adds to the metabolic heat they're already producing. Find more tips for keeping chickens cool at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Wealth can be held in the hand without ruling the heart. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Job is often remembered for his suffering. But before that suffering, Scripture describes him as one of the wealthiest men in the East. Yet in Job 31, as he defends his integrity, Job says he never made gold his security or rejoiced simply because his wealth was great. Why? Because to trust in riches would have been, in his words, to deny God above. Job understood that the danger is not simply having wealth, it's letting wealth become the source of our confidence and joy. So ask yourself, is my peace resting in God's faithfulness or in my financial strength? Money may rise or fall, but only God is worthy of our trust.
We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
The next market frontier for American biofuels, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Biofuels use by the maritime shipping industry is an exciting prospect for American farmers. Brian Werner is executive director of the Minnesota Biofuels Association.
Exports and on-road markets pale in comparison to marine shipping. The U.S. DOT and their maritime administration has said that global marine fuel consumption of 87 billion gallons annually is higher than the world's yearly jet fuel consumption. The U.S. produced about 16.5 billion gallons of ethanol last year. And if we capture even 5% of that global marine market, that would increase ethanol demand by about 4.3 billion gallons, or about a quarter of total U.S. ethanol production.
Werner says the opportunity comes at a perfect time.
Farmers are much more efficient at producing higher yields on the same amount or fewer acres, and world corn yields have increased about 1.5% annually over the past 20 years. So without new sources of demand, we could see additional oversupply of grain, which would further depress already low commodity prices.
Werner was part of a webinar panel hosted by the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute in Minnesota. There's a link to a recording at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Triple-digit heat and expanding moisture deficits across the Central Plains have triggered the steepest weekly decline in regional corn conditions for late July in nearly two decades. The latest Department of Agriculture crop progress evaluation confirms national good to excellent corn ratings dropped 4 full percentage points down to 63%, marking the largest single-week midsummer drop seen since 1999. While minor condition pullbacks are typical during peak summer, the severity of this drop caught commodity analysts off guard as critical pollination windows collided directly with blistering heat. The damage is heavily concentrated across the western Corn Belt and Central Plains, where subsoil moisture reserves continue to dry up under relentless sunshine. Kansas currently reports 17% of its corn crop in poor or very poor condition, while South Dakota sits at 23% and Colorado surges to 41%. Soybean fields are showing parallel stress, dropping 3 percentage points to 63% good to excellent as pond setting begins under stressful thermal conditions. Commodity research groups are already trimming national yield projections in response to the deterioration. Private analytics from Ag Resource reduced its national corn yield estimate down to 181 bushels per acre and trimmed soybean yields to 52.5 bushels per acre. Analysts emphasized that while early summer rain built solid root systems, hot and dry conditions throughout July stripped away the top-end yield potential across non-irrigated acres. Looking ahead, field spotters stress that incoming weather patterns will dictate whether these yield reductions stabilize or worsen. Scattered weekend rain offers localized relief to parts of eastern Nebraska and Iowa, but high pressure remains entrenched over the high plains. For regional producers managing high input cost, this rapid crop decline threatens to squeeze margins just as grain futures navigate volatile export demand. All eyes now turn to shifting weather patterns and upcoming USDA reports to see if these yield forecasts hold. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions apply. Flashy store for details.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Since 1935, farmers have relied on sales and service from Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn. Your certified AGCO Gale, Gleaner, Husqvarna, and Massey Ferguson dealer, Kuhlman can service tractors and farm equipment as well as automotive. They'll keep you going with any job around the farm, stocking hardware, parts, electrical, and plumbing supplies, as well as custom-made chains and hydraulic hoses. Count on Kuhlman Implement and Hardware in Lynn.
Corn is subjected to many stresses over a growing season. Poor kernel set on the cob is one of the consequences. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
After weeks of early mornings, long days, and jobs that don't wait, here's the bottom line. Honda's all-new Pioneer 1000 lineup is built for all of it. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite is coming soon. With 999cc power and premium features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and optional sealed cab, it's built to make work easy and play hard. Find the perfect new Honda Pioneer 1000 for you at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
The number of of kernels on an ear of corn is important for total grain yield per acre. An ear that's totally filled out with perfect rows has benefited from good growing conditions and successful pollination. But sometimes you end up with more cob than kernels. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says there are several reasons why this happens, but severe drought is probably the most common culprit. Each silk represents a kernel of corn and requires a lot of moisture to grow up and out of the husk for pollination.
So under severe drought stress, that elongation of the silks can sometimes be delayed or occasionally even stopped altogether, to the point where they may be delayed in their elongation so long that by the time they do finally come out, all of the pollen's already been shed from the tassel, and so there's no pollen left to be captured by the silks, and then you don't get any kernels developing.
On the other side of the spectrum, an extended period of cloudy, rainy weather can result in a less than full ear of corn because it messes with photosynthesis.
It can affect those newly fertilized ovules, because if the plant becomes terribly short on the sugars and the carbohydrate that are formed by photosynthesis, basically that can cause almost immediate abortion of newly developing kernels. And so sometimes, you know, we'll see some poor kernel set if there's been upwards of a week of cloudy weather during pollination.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about issues with kernel set at agriculture.com.
Washington. Summer mowing season is here. If your equipment needs an upgrade,
save 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Easy start and long-lasting 62-volt batteries make Pioneer equipment tough as a Kansas summer.
Get a six-month warranty and 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment.
Only at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
A new study from the University of California, Davis, on what gray wolves are eating has information that could be useful for Kansas farmers and ranchers. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Rickett says the study, using scat samples collected in 2022 and 2023, used a modern approach to look at the diet of a carnivore species in an area where livestock production is really important.
They wanted to make sure that they collected all potential wolf scats, and so they didn't try and differentiate between scats that might have been from wolves or coyotes or bobcats or mountain lions. So they actually used DNA analysis to identify the source of all the scats that they collected. So they collected something like 380 scats, and through that DNA analysis, they whittled that down to about 100 scats that they could confirm that were from gray wolves. And then they used DNA analysis to break down the composition, the different kinds of critters and other potentially plant material and that sort of thing that the wolves were eating, to look at their diet.
Rickett says the scat was collected during the May to October grazing season in an area when cattle were out on the range.
Over 70% of the wolf scats that they collected had cattle in them. Mule deer was the second highest food item in terms of percent occurrence in the diets, but they also ate a lot of things that I don't necessarily think about wolves as being a major consumer of: pocket gophers, mountain voles, deer mice. And so there is some overlap between those small mammal prey sources that coyotes like to eat too. And so that's just kind of an interesting thing that I saw in this study.
Ricketts explains what the findings of this study could mean for cattle producers in Kansas.
So when we're thinking about the potential ramifications on livestock production for our producers of wolves recolonizing Kansas, as you know, dispersing individuals from other populations like the recent reintroduction in Colorado, this study gives us a sort of picture of what could happen here. It could be that wolves might be making their living off cattle a lot more here than they are in other places where there are lots of other critters that they might want to eat. And so this is something for us to think about, something for us to be aware of, that we may have different challenges from Idaho or Wyoming or Montana, some of these other states where wolves have had less of an impact on livestock producers.
That was K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts with the finding on a new study on the eating habits of gray wolves. More information on that study is available on the UC Davis's website, ucdavis.edu. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have the same set of trends since the markets first opened up this morning, and they are mixed to mostly lower. Over in the seeds market, these numbers have also been hanging out in the red all across the board since the start of the day, and they continue to fall deeper into the red. And over in the livestock, the cattle have been strong since the start of the day, and the hogs, they remain all in the red. In the corn market, September corn down 9 cents at 449.5, and December down 8.5 at 472 even. Kansas City wheat for September up half a cent at 7.26¾. In December, down a quarter cent at 7.41¾. In the oats market, September oats down 3 cents at 3.10¾. In December, down 3.5 at 3.25¾. In the bean market, August beans down 30¾ at 11.81¼. In September, down 29.5 at 11.75¼. Soybean meal for August down 6.20 at 3.14.10. In September, down 4.40 at 3.16.90. Soybean oil for August down $1.61 at 69.15. And September down $1.43 at 68.70. In the canola market, November canola down 960 at 7.73.30, and January down 970 at 7.82.50. In the cotton market, December cotton down $1.08 at 79.45, and March down $1.12 at 80.99. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September down 3 cents at 101.23, and December down a penny at 195. The euro for September is up to $1.14, and December is up as well at $1.14. And the Japanese yen for September is currently unchanged at 61 cents, and the same goes for December, unchanged at 61 cents. Taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, the Dow has fallen more than 700 points as oil rises ahead of Fed decision. The Dow Jones currently down 762 points at 51,984. The S&P 500 down 52 points at 7,376, and the NASDAQ down 192 points at 24,683. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2026 Chevy Traverse all-wheel drive vehicles and the new 2026 Chevrolet Trax, plus a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model and Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Trail Boss. Available for your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors waiting for the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates have dragged the stock market lower. The Dow this morning had given up more than 800 points and was back below 52,000. The S&P was down 0.8%, the NASDAQ 1%. Medicare recipients may be in for sticker shock when they shop for next year's drug plan. With President Trump calling them a bailout for the insurance industry, federal subsidies to the Medicare Part D prescription plan are going away at the end of the year.
Americans pulling out the plastic helped Visa to rack up $6.3 billion in profits in the quarter just ended, beating expectations. Part of the push was driven by consumer spending on World Cup travel, tickets, and merchandise. For the second time in the last few months, Ford is boosting its profit outlook for the full year. The company says demand for vehicles, especially its F-Series pickup trucks, is still strong. Ford shares this morning were up more than 5%. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
When we support local, we don't mean just businesses. Marysville has events, activities, and the hometown feel you want all year long. We love supporting local, and you should too. Next time you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful local Marysville businesses.
Craving something sweet? Check out 8th Street Sweets on Facebook. Everything homemade from cakes, cookies, and custom treats. All baked fresh by me, Hannah Blasky. Offering special orders for birthdays, business events, weddings, and anything that needs a sweet treat fix. For made from the heart desserts, follow 8th Street Sweets on Facebook to see what I've created and order your next sweet favorite.
Beat the back-to-school rush at Blue River Eye Care. Did you know 1 in 5 kids need glasses by the time they reach kindergarten? Schedule your child's eye exam now and start the school year with clear, confident vision. We're easy to find in downtown Marysville, and we're open late on Mondays until 7 p.m. to fit your family's busy schedule. At Blue River Eye Care, the difference is clear.
From start to finish, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber has the materials, tools, and experience to complete any project around the home or on the farm. We thank you for staying local all year long and look forward to proudly serving you today, tomorrow, and in the future at Hometown and Axtell Lumber.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
A strong local economy starts with you. Support local all year long by keeping your dollars here at home, build relationships, and help grow your community in a meaningful way. Supported by One Marysville and KNDY.